What's new in business news, November 22, 2013? Low-cost airlines fight over lowest fares, Russians threaten to cancel flights, and search for effective English teaching projects. Air travel. Low-cost airlines fight over lowest fares. A price war between low-cost airlines has started. Thai Lion Air, a newcomer to Thailand's low-cost carrier, or LCC market, on Tuesday unveiled an aggressive marketing strategy with cheap tickets which undercut those offered by Thai Air Asia, the country's largest LCC. Thai Lion Air is launching three cheap flights from Bangkok's Don Mueang Airport to Chiang Mai, Kuala Lumpur, and Jakarta next month. Thai Lion Air cut its Bangkok to Chiang Mai fare to 500 baht. Thai Air Asia hit back by offering 390 baht. Thai Air Asia's fare for Bangkok to Kuala Lumpur starts at 1,050 baht, against Thai Lion Air's 900 baht, while the Bangkok to Jakarta fare starts at 1,490 against Thai Lion Air's 1,900. These fares are available for booking from now until November 24th for travel from December 1st to April 30th, 2014. Thai Air Asia cited high flight frequencies on the three routes as an advantage, along with its sister airlines, Malaysia Air Asia and Indonesia Air Asia. Thai Air Asia provides 12 daily flights on the Bangkok to Chiang Mai route, 10 daily flights between Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur, and 2 per day between Bangkok and Jakarta. While Thai Lion Air has said their low fares are standard and not one-off promotions, Air Asia rebutted by saying that Air Asia's promotional offers come out every 2 weeks all year round, especially for popular routes such as Bangkok to Chiang Mai. Thai Air Asia is also entering its 10th year of operation, and by the end of the year, the airline will have a total of 43 routes in its network, 18 domestic and 25 international destinations, totaling 238 flights per day. Tourism. Russian tourist organization threatens to cancel charter flights. Local tourism operators expressed their concern after the Russian Union of Travel Industry, or RUTI, recently threatened to cancel charter flights to Thailand during the coming December to March high season if the country still lacks concrete safety measures. The announcement came after the latest major road accident in Thailand in mid-November, which saw more than 30 Russian tourists injured. Charter flights from Russia to Thailand now number about 1,000 a year. Tourism industry experts believe the RUTI is ready to move charter flights to other countries, such as Vietnam and Cambodia, if Thailand continues to ignore safety issues. The tourism sector itself is facing political risk as well as a potentially significant drop in Chinese tourists next year after their government passed a law controlling outbound tourism. Russian authorities have repeatedly issued warnings on bus, road, and waterway accidents in Thailand as accident statistics in Thailand rise every year. The government should improve tourist safety, or else the tourism revenue target of 2 trillion baht by 2015 may not be reached, operators warn. Education. Search for effective English teaching projects. In a recent study, a lecturer in the Faculty of Education at Silpagon University collected data from 5 countries: China, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Thailand, including documents from the Education Ministry, academic journals, newspapers, and interviews with students and teachers in each country. The study is aimed at finding projects for teaching English that have worked. The researchers said Thailand should learn from China's English Corners program conducted in schools and also from its English proficiency exit tests that are needed to get a college degree. Singapore's extensive reading program to help primary school learners and their parents gain the foundations of English reading, and work in Vietnam to raise the standards of teaching and professionalism among English teachers. Malaysia's 10-year policy on teaching math and science with English will be ended because, although it helped students in English subjects, the students suffered in math and science. So Thailand should not pursue such a program. Some policies in Thailand are not pursued in a consistent or serious manner, such as the policy of speaking English in school every Monday, which was suddenly stopped following a change in education minister. The 2013 English Proficiency Index of Education First has three countries ranked first for their proficiency in English: Sweden, Norway, and the Netherlands. In Asia, the country ranking was Malaysia, Singapore, India, Hong Kong, South Korea, Indonesia, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, and China, with Thailand coming last.